Welcome to The Pet Show with Jimmy Jelinek and Dennis Quaid.
Today in The Pet Show, we take Peaches to the dog park. And as a purebred celebrity canine, she has spent the bulk of her life, let's say, separated from the hoi polloi and the other proletariat pooches. Rather, she frolics in backyards of Dennis's various estates and on his vast acreage in Montana. He recognizes she's a lucky dog. But for the rest of us, dog parks serve a vital purpose in the community, as a place of recreation and socialization. Not just for the dogs, but for people as well, especially during the pandemic. You see, when we're cooped up alone and afraid, often with just our dogs for companionship, these dog parks, they become a vital lifeline for those of us who visit daily. You know, where else are we gonna go? That said, they're also fascinating subcultures unto themselves, with their own rules, traditions, social hierarchies. And this is probably most true in Los Angeles, where its inhabitants are already dog crazy and dog obsessed by most accounts. Here, the dog parks mirror the larger demographics of their surrounding neighborhoods. And for our first visit, we choose the Herb Katz Memorial Dog Park, where Santa Monica meets Venice. A fancy and weird. So we present the episode largely unedited in Verite style to help you become immersed in this tiny bubble we call Dog Park LA. So Dennis, is this your first trip to the Herb Katz Dog Park?
Well, this is my first trip to a dog park, really, period, because you know, I've been lucky enough in my life to have a yard, at a big yard, at a place in Montana, and so I've never got into dog park society. I guess I've been shy about it.
I think we're gonna learn the rules pretty quickly here.
It seems that Peaches is learning the rules. She's already been out here once.
I think there's a whole hierarchy here that we have to.
Everybody wants to be her, but she doesn't want to meet anybody. She likes people better than.
Is Peaches used to being around dogs?
No, I don't think she's ever been around this many dogs.
This is like New York City for dogs for her. Then. What do you think, Peaches?
There's a lot of butt smelling going on.
There is a lot of butt smell. Look at this.
Really, a lot of butt smell.
Hey, Phil. Oh, this is like a three-way butt smell. It's a bit odd. Peaches, what do you say? What do you say? This is like the capital. This is like the dog capital of the West Side here.
This one? Yes,
so the brown and right.
Yes.
Minnie Offie. Oh wow, they're great dogs.
Yes, his name was Cruz.
They heard everybody around.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He was
yeah.
Huge, just like you.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Frontal attack.
Yeah. This is the mayor. This lab right here.
He is. What is this lab's name? He's the boss.
She's what? What's this lab's name? What's her name?
Quinn.
What?
Quinn.
All
right. Is Quinn your lab?
Yeah, he's mine.
He's mine? How old is he?
He's almost 2 in November.
Do you guys come to the dog park a lot?
Yeah, almost every day.
Does Quinn have friends that he's used to seeing when he comes here?
You called him the mayor. I'd call him the greeter.
He's the greeter?
Yeah, he likes to say hi to everyone.
Are there rules? Like, what if, if the dogs start fighting? Like, do they get thrown out? Like, is there someone in charge?
The owner would probably take accountability, but the way I think about it, it's a dog park for dogs to be dogs. They're not fighting; they're just talking to each other.
Right.
You know, there's a hierarchy of powers, and you just gotta let them sort it out because they're animals at the end of the day.
And where does Quinn fall in the dog park hierarchy? Do you think?
I mean, the middle's here, down here. He's probably right here.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, he's pretty afraid of.
He seems pretty sensible though.
Yeah.
Well, he's over there greeting right now.
He's doing his greeting thing.
Like, welcome, welcome.
Huggy.
Be not afraid, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so friendly.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, geez,
a lot
really
of big dogs
too.
Here.
Quinn. Come here, dude.
Sit down.
How long have you been coming to this park for?
What are you doing?
Well,
are you
doing all right? College in March.
Okay.
Around there.
Doing okay? Are you doing okay?
And you live on the west side? Obviously, you live on the west side.
Yeah, I live on 10th.
Okay. So this is your local spot then. And you come every day?
Yeah, at least once. This is prime time, 5 and 7 p.m.
This is prime dog park time?
Yeah, there's actually been an influx of dogs since we got here.
Yeah.
They come in droves, dogs of all sizes, great big slobbery Labradors and tiny Jack Russells with loads of fight. By and large, the behavior of the dogs is predictable. They're dogs. It's the people who are the creatures worthy of study. Each park is its own self-contained ecosystem, with its own rhythm and vibe. Being close to Venice, there's more of a free, easy, live-and-let-live ethos. Folks are pretty chill, as they say. And as Peaches winds his way through the canine hierarchy, we meet more park regulars.
Can I ask you a few questions about the dog park? Do you mind?
Sure.
I was just curious, which dog is yours here?
Cotton. Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, he's gone. Where'd he go?
What kind of a dog?
He's by the gate. He's right there.
And are you guys like daily habitués of the park?
This is our first one. First time to this one.
Which one do you usually go to? Are you not
normally? I go to the one in Playa Vista.
Okay.
And then I also go to the Boneyard one in Culver City.
Now some people like are dog park people and some people aren't. Like you got are you Do you guys like coming to the dog park? Does he enjoy it?
Yeah, he's not being like that.
Sorry.
Scotty, stop.
No problem.
Scotty, is that you?
Scotty.
Are you Scotty? Yeah, you're Scotty.
There you go.
Seems like the dogs like it here, though.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
This is a really nice park, yeah.
Homemade.
Yeah, it is.
It's like...
I never knew it was here before. I didn't know the one on Main Street, right? They got one on Main Street?
Yeah, it's like off of... towards Lincoln.
Yeah. They closed that down for COVID too?
It's open right now, but nobody's there. Like, no one's going to.
There's no dogs there.
This is like the most dogs I've seen out.
Oh, we hit the jackpot.
Oh, wow. It opened up for dogs today. So this is a good sign.
Yeah.
People can't be far behind.
Are the people different at the different dog parks? Like, is there a different crowd at, like, the Playa Vista dog park? What's the difference?
Yeah, I would say that the Playa one is a little stuffier.
How so?
And it's all designer dogs.
Oh.
Like, you won't get the full-on mutts
okay.
at the Playa park.
So it's like fancy people with fancy dogs?
Yeah, it's more...
fancy.
It's your purebred dogs. And like
Snapchat people,
yeah,
dogs.
People who work at Google and just walked on over.
So there's not a lot of rescues.
So it's like it's like different bars around town.
That's right.
Hey.
That's right.
He wants to work at everyone.
Cotton. Well, that's interesting.
He wants to be on the podcast.
I guess so.
What do you say, buddy? What do you say? All right, Peaches, you gotta stand up for yourself, buddy.
Hey.
Oh, he's okay. He's all right.
He's a scaredy cat. That's the funny part.
Yeah. Actually a scaredy cat.
How come you guys decided to come to this one today instead of your usual?
There was no dog for the other one.
Yeah, we drove by the other one. Peaches, stand up for yourself.
She's
unbothered.
Oh, so you guys look for a crowd then?
We want to socialize.
Okay. I don't think she's gonna bark. She doesn't bark.
Cotton.
Stop. Peaches is not gonna play with you.
Hey, Peaches.
Well, this is pretty exciting, I think. Peaches is like, I don't know what to do.
Her ears are all the way back.
I don't know what to do.
Her ears are all the way back. Don't like the way they smell there or there. Ooh, these dogs stink.
Come into this dog park since I was a little boy.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Which dog's yours?
This one.
What's his name? Her
Shadow.
Name? Shadow.
The boy.
Oh, so you grew up on the west side?
Santa Monica, yeah.
Awesome. And
a yellow lab before Shadow.
It's a lemon scented.
And I was a little kid just running around this park. It's always been this way.
Really?
Really?
Like 20 years.
Who is Herb Katz?
He's a city guy. He's always
like
been
a commissioner
on that bench.
Or a
They sit on the city council.
Yeah. Local councilman.
Yeah.
So he's been coming here since he was little. Has it changed at all? Or the people might have changed.
The people. And it's pretty interesting here. I mean, there's a crew. There's a dog park crew, a group, which is kind of rotates as time goes on. But
what's the crew like?
There's a group chat.
Oh, there is.
There's some drama. There's some hooking up.
What's the local? What's the latest drama?
Well, coronavirus kind of put a little hurt on it as far as just people stopping coming. But
have there been some unwanted puppies that have come out of this park? Let's just get down to the facts.
There was this dog called Mishka, who was attacking a lot of dogs here.
Yeah.
And me and the owner got into it because he started coming towards Shadow, and I stepped in between, and he was like, "What's your problem, man?" I was like, "Well, your dog has attacked quite a bit of dogs, so." Yeah.
Oh wow! So people are like it'll come to stuff here if you're not. So was he outside the core group, this guy?
No, he was in it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. He's no longer there. Actually, 2 weeks ago there was a fight, but politics got involved, two owners, and then one of the guys tried to sick his dog on the guy, and or the police had to come and kick the guy out.
Well, who won, Trump or Biden?
Well, they were arguing between the two, but I guess the guy.
You didn't see a clear winner. It was just
the guy
was
who
removed.
Was on Biden's side was the one who tried to get him to attack. So.
Oh.
Is crazy.
Which is maybe goes against the grain.
What does that say? I don't know what that says.
That's crazy. So there's a chat group that is organized amongst the people that come to the park here?
Yeah, it was like up to about 10.
Oh, okay. And were you part of it? So like, what's the chat? Like, is it just dog-related stuff, or is it like anything?
No, it's morphed into just everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like everything else. That's cool. So have you met a lot of good friends here as well? Is this
two good friends are from here.
Yeah, she's going out there to check it out. She's stepping into the pool.
We hang out outside the park too.
That's great.
Yeah. Peaches likes German Shepherds. She's
what kind of dog is this? She looks like quite a mix of a few dogs.
He
shepherd.
Some mini Australian shepherd, yeah.
Yeah. Come here, sweetie.
Well, he's good looking.
You're handsome. You got different eyes. Yeah. Got different eyes.
You ever had him out of the country? Put him on cows or anything before?
They have those like sheep herding things in Malibu, yeah. Which I haven't done.
Yeah.
But.
Wait, what do they have? What is it?
They're herding sheep because they herd, and their natural instinct is to herd.
Okay, and you're.
I've seen him out here herding the other dogs. In fact,
he herds me.
Yeah.
So you can go to Malibu and you can like sign up to let your dog herd sheep and herd cows.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
That's
like
awesome.
$90.
Yeah, there's a whole tournament competition and stuff that goes on with that. Just like get a dog shows.
We'll have to check that out sometime.
Yeah.
Yep.
That sounds great. What's your daily routine for here? Like, do you come here twice a day? Is it once a day?
I'm only a once a dayer.
Okay. And this is your time, like sunset?
After work, yeah.
And is this the cool time to come? Or is there a morning rush too?
There's different crowds that come.
Yeah, I would imagine people that work, people that don't, things like that.
Yep.
So you have a house or an apartment?
I own a little four-unit.
Four-unit.
Living alone.
Yeah, so you don't have a yard.
We do, but it's not great. He wants to play with other dogs.
Yeah. I've never been to a dog park because I've always had, when I had dogs, I've always had a yard.
Multiple dogs or just one dog?
Yeah, I've had as many as four.
So they can play with each other? That's
yeah.
Makes it easier?
Yeah. And then, you know, kids to play with the dogs.
Right.
So that kind of takes a lot of energy out of both of them. Serves a good purpose.
For sure. Helps everyone.
Well, this is fantastic. Just because dogs out here, they seem to like socialize with other dogs and with other people in a way that they don't usually do,
yep.
Like on the street.
For sure.
It's like a safe place, I guess.
But you definitely have to sort of learn the ropes because dogs fight too, you know?
Yeah.
You have to sort of be aware of what's going on.
You see, you got to catch it right before it happens.
What are some of the ropes like? Like, what do you do in order to police?
I mean, you can just tell when dogs are starting to get into it and when it's escalating. So I'm always just sort of aware of where Shadow's at. He's kind of he stays away from the drama. He knows his size.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly just that.
I don't think Peaches knows her size.
Seems like him.
Is this your dog?
Yeah, that's Peaches. She's a miniature English bulldog. See? Well, I don't know. What goes on? I mean, you just got hurt. You stepped on.
Is that for injured dogs? Or small dogs? The other fenced in area.
Small dogs, yeah.
Okay.
20 pounds.
And how long have you been coming to this particular dog park?
Well, off and on for about 15 years, I guess.
Oh, fantastic! And do you come here because this is your neighborhood, or you like the people and the dogs?
I like the people and the dogs. So.
How does this park differ from, say, other dogs? I mean, other dog parks.
It's large enough where the dogs have places to go. It doesn't cram them all together, you know. It's not wood chips. They just put a new park over at Alla Park, way over on that side there, but it's way too small. And they've already had one dog killed there. You know,
really?
Yeah.
Because, killed from a fight?
No, killed from a bunch of dogs jumping on it.
Oh, wow.
You know? So... And I took my dogs over there once, and it's just way too small. It crams them all together.
And you mentioned that are wood chips bad? Is that you said?
The one by the airport, I think, is wood chips.
Okay.
I'm not sure. This one here is just nice dirt.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt the dogs. It's just a great place.
And how about the people? You like?
The people are great.
Are the people different here than, say, the one you were talking about where the dogs got injured? Like, are there different people, politics?
Different vibe. Completely different vibe.
Yeah, this seems more Venice, more chill. The people seem a bit cooler. That's great.
All right. And my shepherd wants to chase this one.
Maybe amongst the people. He was telling me about some folks got into it politically.
Why bring that up here?
And they sicked their dogs on each other or something. Like they had to be separated. Something crazy like that.
Yeah, this is not a place that you talk about politics.
No.
And this is dogs. Hi, sweetie pie.
Yeah.
Should
be one free space away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, guys. Look at what we got here.
This is the black and white one. Just...
Hi! What's your name? It says the microphone.
Her name is Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn? Like the DC comic character?
Yes, and she's mischievous just like her.
She kind of looks like Harley Quinn. with her hair tufts like that. What's your name?
Hi.
How long have you... Is this your local here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how long you've been coming here for?
I've had her for about a year.
Okay.
So, but I didn't bring her for a while. And then when I did, I only kept her in the little dog park down here.
Were you not a dog park person before? Or?
Oh, I'd never been to a dog park.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
I'm just learning that, like, there's a lot of like politics and stuff.
Well, there's, you know, everybody's so friendly at the dog park, I feel like. So everyone that I've ever been to, everybody just chats and hangs out. And if you're a dog lover, you're a good person.
They must be different. Like, I imagine this is different than the West Hollywood one than the
Playa
Vista.
I haven't been to that one. Yeah, I love the Playa Vista one because it's so clean.
Right.
I don't have to give her a bath after.
That's like the good, fancy Google dog park.
Hey. It's nice. I think there's a lot more. Well, we don't go in the big dog park there.
Okay.
There's always lots of fights in the big dog. Oh.
So she goes back and forth between the little one
and here.
Yeah.
Because everybody's really friendly. The other dog park at Playa Vista is small.
Okay.
For the big ones, it's smaller. And so maybe that's why they get more arguments.
Right.
But no, it's so nice. She just kind of prances around with all the little ones.
She is mischievous.
But she thinks she's a big dog. She thinks she's so tough.
See, I have cats, so I'm missing out on all this. unless I put them on a leash. Bring them to the small park.
No, it's super fun, though. Once I started coming, and I was like, oh my God, why didn't I ever go to a dog park before?
What made you decide to start coming?
To start coming.
Yeah.
She was really bad. She's a rescue.
Okay.
And she was really bad with other dogs, barking like crazy. She got kicked out of Petco training.
Ooh.
Doggy training.
Wow.
Yeah. Mischievous.
Expelled.
Yes. Yes. They were like, "We're giving you your money back." Seriously. And I was like, "Oh my God."
Were you like, "Oh my"? It's like your child. Were you like embarrassed when they threw the dog out?
Well, I was kind of laughing because I was like, maybe if I named her something else, she wouldn't be so bad and troublemaker. But I didn't care too much. She told me I needed a behavioralist, like a trainer. I know. So those are like $500 an hour.
Yeah. So this was the solution.
Yeah, I brought her right here to the fence, and she came up and sniffed all the other dogs, and she was so excited. And so then I took her off the leash and brought her in here, and she lived it. And I was like, oh my God, Petco doesn't know what they're talking about.
And that just fit. And then after that, she was totally cool
with dogs.
She's
good. She's been good. She's the thing is, she's not very good on a leash.
Oh, okay.
She gets aggressive when she sees other dogs. When we walk around the neighborhood, it's leash aggression, I guess it's called.
I can't keep up with all of this. It's a lot to learn.
That's how Caesar makes all his money, the dog whisperer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, telling people that their dogs are this or that.
Yes.
They're linked
to you, and they have to protect you, I think. Yes, she's always protecting me.
Little baby is protecting me. Where was she rescued from?
So there was a place called the Love Joy Foundation. It was actually, like, deep in the hood somewhere, really. I think it was in Inglewood.
Right.
But it wasn't the friendliest of areas.
Right.
So where I went and got her, but... I didn't go to get her. I went to get a baby chihuahua. And then when I saw her, she was just so cute. And she was the only one not barking.
Oh, okay. That's so funny. And then she wound up being a barker.
A barker, and other dogs wouldn't have walking her, yeah. So she's good now, though. But,
Sandy.
Yeah, she's a little princess. I think she has me trained instead of me having her trained.
I think that's how all pets are.
I know, it's hard. And then once you let them sleep on your bed, that's it. Yeah. That's it.
Are you more? Is this your regular time? Is the sunset shift or?
Yeah, so I would come during the day sometimes, but it wasn't as busy, you know. So then it's not as fun for her, and I think it's people get off work and stuff like that. It's been so different because of COVID, you know. But now things are a little more normal, so.
All the dog parks were closed for a while, right?
Well, this one has been open.
Pardon?
This one stayed open.
Oh, really?
It was like closed.
Oh, it was like Speakeasy Dog Park?
Yeah, and everyone would get in through that. Like, it was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Like, on that end, everyone would come through because this was locked.
Right.
It was locked down there. And I walked up here and I saw people in here and they're like, use the gate down there.
Did the city try and like crack down or they looked the other way? That's cool.
Nobody ever came. Yeah.
That's cool.
So, but it was hilarious. There were still us owners that were like, our dogs need to run around.
We must be free.
You know, especially if they live in an apartment or something.
I love that. It's very Venice that you guys sort of stormed the dog park.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed visiting the dog park with us as much as we enjoyed going. Stay tuned for more LA dog parks as we make our way across the city. If you live local and want Dennis and I to bring Peaches to your dog park, hit me up at jimmy@audioup.com with a picture of your pooch and a few sentences on why your dog park is the bomb. Anyway, if you think this show is the bomb, show us some love by going to our Apple Podcast page and giving us 5 stars. It makes a huge difference, not only to the show, but for my personal self-esteem. The Pet Show is brought to you by Audio Up Media and is written, produced, and co-hosted by me, Jimmy Jalinek, with Dennis Quaid. Executive producers are Jared Gustadt and Dennis Quaid. Our editor is Bill Markt. Our story producer is Emma Rapold. And our head of production is the man with the plan, the terrific Tyler Dorson. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save up to $1,000 on Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Plus special financing. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.